This is Dr. Oliveros, dictating on October the 18th of 2024, and the next patient is Juan Colon. The first name is J-U-A-N. The last name is C-O-L, like in Lima, O-N, like in November, Colon. This is the clinical case of a 62-year-old white male that is referred by the primary care, Ms. Dara Garces. Dara is D like in Delta, A, R like in Roger, A, and the last name is G like in Golf, A, R like in Roger, C like in Charlie, E like in Echo, S like in Sierra, PA-C. Because of uncontrolled hypertension. In July of 2021, the patient was driving a heavy-duty truck that rolled over, and the patient lost consciousness, was transferred to the hospital. He was unconscious for 21 days. He was in intensive care with mechanical ventilation, and they had to run what he calls a magnetic shunt that we are able to see in the right temporal, in the right parietal area. Ever since that episode, the patient has had hypertension, and according to the patient, and for reasons of Wortmann's compensation, the hypertension wasn't treated because they didn't consider this hypertension associated to the accident. In other words, untreated hypertension for a lengthy period of time. They have a laboratory workup, a renal Doppler ultrasound shows that the right kidney is 9.7 centimeters with the cyst in the middle part, and the left kidney is 12.2 with cyst in the middle part of the kidney. There is no evidence of hydronephrosis, obstruction, or kidney stones. The Doppler ultrasound failed to show the presence of renovascular type of hypertension. In the laboratory workup that has been repetitive, this patient has evidence of hypokalemia that apparently was treated on and off with the administration of KCL. On the other hand, the patient has been taking propranolol 80 milligrams POBID, famotidine 40 milligrams daily, furosemide 20 milligrams daily, bupropion 150 milligrams every 12 hours, losartan 100 milligrams every day, and hydralazine 50 milligrams POVID. The blood pressure continues to be elevated. Today, the blood pressure is 163 over 98 in the left forearm in sitting position. The heart rate is 62. The patient is with a BMI of 29, the body weight 218 pounds, and he is 6 feet tall. The oxygen saturation is 95%. The laboratory workup included the determination of BMA metanephrines that have been reported negative. Imaging or CT scan of the abdomen has not been done. Period. There is no evidence of metabolic alkalosis. The CO2 is around between 27 and 32, and the hypokalemia is around 3.3 milliequivalents per deciliter in different determinations. The urinalysis is completely negative, except for the presence of 1 plus proteinuria. The patient has a albumin creatinine ratio that is around 90. The impression is that this patient could have a aldosterone-driven hypertension, and we are going to order the determination of aldosterone and the renin aldosterone ratio as well as cortisol levels in order to complete the evaluation, and we are going to do a renal CT scan. And the patient is going to be placed on the aldosterone inhibitor, spironolactone, 25 milligrams every 12 hours. We're going to continue monitoring the blood pressure, and we'll reevaluate the case after the laboratory workup that I am going to order and the CT scan. The possibility of renal vascular hypertension is entertained. However, the patient doesn't have elevation in the resistive indices. The speed of the blood flow is around, or in the renal arteries is around a 100 centimeters per second. That is not consistent. There is not the tardus parvus. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 to 6 weeks. Second, the patient has a traumatic brain injury history. Following number, there is no history of diabetes mellitus hypertension. Diabetes mellitus, there is no evidence of cardiovascular problems in the past, no surgical interventions. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll keep you posted of the progress, and we'll reevaluate the case in 4 to 6 weeks.